We are back with the Wintern Podcast.
Yo!
What's up? What's up?
Happy Hello. Monday. Last week, we spent a little bit of time getting to know each other, where the interns are from, and came across Dovey taking his citizenship test. We revealed last week how much we don't know geography-wise, constitution-wise, things like that. But to further elaborate on things we don't know, we don't know much about Mainey, Roy, and Loren outside of the studio. So I want to come up with a couple guesses on who would apply to these questions in your own personal opinion. You could pick either Mainey, Roy, or Loren. And then I want to hear a little bit, maybe just briefly, why you chose that. So, for example, who do you feel would have the messiest car? See, I feel I would have to choose Mainey. That he would have the messiest car because I've seen him walk in the morning. His hands are always full. I can't imagine that he's making more than one trip into the house to clear his car out. So I don't know.
I was about to say the same thing. Yeah, I think it's Mainey.
He just always has stuff in his hands, dude, when he walks in here.
There's always like water bottles and stuff that he forgets about. So it's like, you know, that's something I totally see. It's just like somebody on the go. Or like
what about you guys?
Upset.
Who would you pick?
Yeah, I would definitely say Mainey. I was looking at the desk in the studio. He had like six stacks of papers. I can just picture balls of papers like all over the back seat of his car.
Now, have y'all seen the back of Roy's car?
No. Oh. See, this is why we had. Okay. So let me back up. Please introduce yourself because you have a little more insight than we do on these
Hi,
three.
I'm Austin, the video intern. I don't get to hang out with these guys because I'm stuck in the studio with them all day.
So Don't. More on the back of Roy's car since you have a
so we
inside
had to move
view.
Some stuff out of it to grab some camera equipment and it is just disgusting. It's not disgusting.
No, say it. You meant it. You
yeah,
meant it.
It's disgusting. It's gross. I thought there was
oh,
a dead body.
Whoa, this is
like, so good. Disappointed.
So it sounds to me like Roy has the messiest car, but to us, it appeared that Mainey had the messiest car. So this is great. We're glad that you're in here.
Did y'all see the video office after we cleaned out behind where Roy sits?
No.
It was gross. There was a giant like octopus looking thing that like was deep fried.
Was it alive?
No, it was like in a sealed package, but it was like deep fried and like it had like
saving it for later
all over it, and it smelled so bad.
Oh my gosh, Roy, you are the messiest car culprit. Oh my goodness. Okay, while we're on the subject of cars, now we all know about the parking mishap.
Oh my goodness.
That happened recently between everybody, apparently everybody at Beasley and the interns. I don't know. Which is going to segue me into my next one. Who do you feel is the most or least trustworthy? And I'm going to take the lead on this one. And I'm going to say the least trustworthy person is producer Nicole. And I'll tell you why. Because she told us where to park. She told us where to park. Anywhere on the first floor, she says. She says anywhere on the first floor. And like 4 or 5 weeks go by and nobody says a word about where anybody's parking until all of a sudden we just get put on blast. Yeah. So I'm going, Nicole is my least trustworthy because of that moment right there.
I guess that's the only one we could blame, right? Because we can't really blame ourselves. We're only following instructions.
Nobody said anything. But who do you feel would be the most or least trustworthy out of the MRL group?
That's so crazy to me. Yeah, I guess it's just because Nicole's the one who hired us that, and she like tells us what to do and stuff. Like as far like to me, I've established the trust. But I guess
but
that's an interesting
it.
Perspective.
And the thing about it is she sees us every morning getting out of the cars.
She has a master plan.
It took her like a month.
Because she's in charge. She in a way could like set up something for the show. So what if she was like,
we were set up.
In advance, she was like, hey, let me like tell these interns where like they shouldn't park, right? Or like give them the wrong places to park. So then that way later on in the show, they'll be like, yo, interns, what are you doing?
Absolutely. I think we were set up.
Dude, what if we're doing like a million things wrong right now?
I think we're being set up right now.
Threw us under the bus with that one.
I think the podcast is a setup
as
well.
This is like a conspiracy podcast now.
That's right. We're going to prevail. So everybody agrees then.
So like the only, I guess I'm the only one that doesn't really agree. The reason that it was brought up was because the Morning Madhouse came in and said that we were parked in the wrong spot.
So yeah, well, then it turned out, here's what the Morning Madhouse doesn't know, not to interrupt you,
that's fine.
But Their intern came into our studio on Thursday.
They have an intern?
They have an intern. Yep. And she revealed where she was parking, and where she was parking was in somebody else's spot that honestly kind of triggered this whole thing. I don't know whose it was exactly, but we found out that it was their own intern who was also a culprit. Manny was parking in somebody else's spot, too. So, moral of the story is Nicole is the least trustworthy to me at this. She has to earn it back at this point. She has to earn it.
That's fair.
Bum, bum, bum.
All right, guys. I want to hear from you on the other end of the table here. Who do you feel would be the most likely to pass gas and blame it on somebody else?
Can I answer this one?
Absolutely.
I will definitely say Manny.
Oh, really? Man.
Yes. I would say Loren.
Just it's a girl move, you know?
Oh, that's a girl.
Oh, come on. Okay.
Yeah,
does he own it? Does he own it?
Manny would just.
Oh, Manny owns
pass
it.
Gas probably just, be like, that's mine. That's mine.
Probably just.
You guys
give
me. Yeah, that would be Manny, 100%.
Wow. Okay. So
I respect that.
We're getting a lot from the inside intel right here, saying that Roy has the messiest car. That's proven fact. Manny would own it completely. I still think Loren would pass it off.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Loren would pass it off.
No, that's not me.
Yeah, that's not me.
All right. Now, they're all either married or very happily in relationships, but who do you feel back in the day would have bombed on a first date?
Roy. Now, the reason I say that is just because, like, he's talked about, like, relationship stuff on the air before, but I just feel like he wouldn't, especially like starting out, like when he first started dating and like.
You think he just didn't have the swagger?
Yeah. Just coming to grips with like his feelings and stuff. Like he wouldn't know what to do.
That's fair.
Like slow
That's
to warm
fair.
Up.
I'm going to go Manny. I got to go Manny. Yeah. Manny's my answer for everything, I think.
Like what would you define as a bomb though? Like what would have to happen for it to bomb? Just like.
Oh, like ruin
it. Would it just be boring or would it have to be like, oh my gosh.
I don't think it matters. If you bomb, you bomb. I think Manny would bomb. He's an oversharer. I think he'd be an oversharer.
I'm going to be the devil advocate. I'm going to go with Loren.
Oh, my goodness. Yes,
I did say it.
Wow.
I feel like maybe Loren, she probably maybe expresses too many feelings, so she will probably actually tell the individual how she actually feels.
Yeah, I see that perspective.
So, you know,
okay.
I'm going with Loren on this.
That's fair. All right. Well, like I said, we don't know much about Manny, Roy, and Loren outside of the studio, so hopefully they'll hear this back and weigh in on if we're right or not.
Ooh.
Because we do, as you know.
It's going to be an awkward. Yeah.
Well, like, y'all go into the like little room and they call you in there every now and again. I got to sit in there and they're like, you talk junk about us on that podcast.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you're going to have it worse than me. Yeah. That's what I mean. I feel like we're being set up. I feel because you weren't in here with us last week. So now all of a sudden we're starting to uncover maybe a little bit about the hosts of the show. We have the inside scoop, right? I don't know.
That was brought up this morning. They're like, well, why don't you ask him if he wants to be a part of it? And I'm like, wait, what are we doing?
Yeah. So as you know, we have a just friendly competition going on between the interns here and the MRL show. I'm super competitive.
Oh, I'm very competitive.
Dobie's very competitive.
Yeah, Styles, I don't like to lose.
Yeah. We don't like to lose.
Too, yeah.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
So they kind of gave us some grief on air today about how we really only won one thing against them. And I mean, a win is a win in my book. Mm-hmm. We're up 1-0 in the series. But we're going to introduce another little fun game, see if they can try and even the score here.
Put the title on the line.
We were so impressed, as were they, with Dovey's Barack Obama impression, and we found out that he can do more. But we added a little twist this time around. We are going to ask Dovey to fill his mouth with peanut butter and
attempt the cap right there.
It's a brand new jar of peanut butter. It hasn't even opened.
I'm going to untwist it.
Didn't y'all say you should have done Nutella instead?
Yeah. I really wish
could have done Nutella.
Done
but
Nutella
what we're going to do
instead.
Is fill his mouth with peanut butter. He's going to do an impression, and then Styles, myself, and our video intern, who is going to be able to show that we did not cheat, we're going to see if we can guess who
Here it is.
The impression is, and we're going to play this back for the MRL show and see if they can guess. Ooh. Oh, man.
That brand new.
Is it crunchy or creamy?
It's, dude, I went all out.
Crunchy?
I went extra crunchy.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You're going to choke.
I went extra crunchy because.
Get it in there.
I was at Publix and they were looking at me and I was
I
can't
in there.
Do
it.
I can't just go for. There were like two people at the Publix aisle. They were like looking at me and I'm like, I can't just go for the smooth.
No.
Peanut butter,
that'd
man.
That'd be cowardice.
Oh, here we go. So,
no, way more. Way more.
Way more?
Absolutely not.
So this is like.
Put it on the roof of your mouth like a dog.
Okay. So I get this, right?
I think you need to put a little bit more in there.
Oh, my God.
Just a little bit.
Don't eat it.
It's so good.
That defeats the purpose.
It's
don't
so
eat
good,
it.
Though. Okay. There's really not much that I can do without.
Okay. Without choking. All right. Fine.
Here, I'll let you pull out of the cup. Should I do it or?
Styles, go ahead and pull one.
Okay.
But don't look at it.
Yeah, I won't look at it. I'm not looking.
All right, you have to give it to Dovey.
I want to eat it so bad.
Dovey's going to do the impression. We have to try to guess who he's doing.
Oh, gosh.
Can you just put a little bit more in there?
No. I'm scared.
Yeah, she's trying to choke you out.
Okay. I'm sorry. I can't help you with that.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. I'm terrible.
Here's another one. Calling Marissa.
Siri?
Yeah.
Oh. Yes.
Okay. That's one.
All right, go ahead and chew that one.
So good, dude.
Here, let me pick one.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me pick one.
It's taking a long time. All right. I'll let you pick a new one while I scoop up another bit of
peanut
butter, though.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, I've given Dovey the second impression so far. We've gotten the first one right.
Okay, hold on.
This is hard.
Sometimes life can be like eating peanut butter on the roof of your mouth.
Matthew McConaughey.
But the faster way to solve the problem is by swallowing it.
Is that Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah. That's all it takes.
Hey, Marissa, you're good at this.
I know. All right, one more. One more. Okay. The most peanut butter you can fit without choking.
Okay. Let me swallow this one. Have a sip of this water real quick.
I really want Dovey to choke for some reason.
Yeah, we're going to have to call the ER here at the
I'm just underestimating the power of peanut butter. I feel like he can fit so much more in there, but I get it.
All right,
I watch my dog struggle.
Go hard or go home, Dovey.
All right, do it.
Right there.
Roof of the mouth. That's the biggest spoonful
the
he's had so
here.
Far.
All right.
Oh, man.
Hakuna Matata. Here we go. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Oh, God.
Just the reaction afterwards.
Okay. Wow. Oh, wow. Now, is that peanut butter? Oh, wow. That's the best peanut butter I ever had.
Oh, wait. I know
Wow.
No, it's a character.
I might choke your ass. Wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, I don't watch the show. Who watches, like, Family Guy or something?
It's a cartoon.
It's Mm-mm. a No, it's a human?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds kind of Mr. Rogers-y.
Wow.
Wow. Mm. No, I feel like I remember.
I'm not going to
I'm trying not to die.
What is his name? He does the ShamWow commercials.
No. Wow. Okay. Wow. You know, I thought this is the best peanut butter I've ever had. Wow.
I know, and as soon as you tell me, it's going to make me mad.
I give up.
It's going to make me mad.
It's Owen Wilson.
Oh my God, I knew it.
On. That's a hard one.
Come on.
It's a green
For
butter.
Some reason, though, it sounded like that one. I thought it was that one character from Family Guy. I don't watch the show a lot.
Neighbor,
Wow. He always says wow a lot.
Wow? Are you talking about the old man that's like...
He's like super...
Here's the paper boy.
Yeah, maybe it's him. I don't know. I don't watch the show.
Dude.
All right, so we got what? 2 out of 3?
No, 2 out of 3.
So what I'm going to do is we'll clip it out so that they can hear our answers, and we'll play it back for them and see if they can get more than we can. So we got 2 out of 3.
What was the other one?
Yeah, I wanted to know. Is
what
is
was it?
Johnny Bravo?
You want me to read it without peanut butter?
Schmeagle.
Do it.
Oh, are you serious?
Ooh, I like that.
So here we go. Smeagol from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, man.
I have to get ready. I got to see them.
This is no peanut butter. Mild peanut butter.
Those stupid foot hobbitses. arrogant.
Ow.
Couldn't do, I would never be able to do that with peanut butter.
No, you would have definitely
like
choked on that one.
No.
Oh, man. As you can see,
throw that one in there. Just
there's so many more little competitions we're going to continue to try to win as we further our Wintern podcast, and hopefully more that we uncover about the wonderful hosts of the MRL show, including executive producer Nicole. So tune in next week on the Wintern podcast, and we'll have more for you.
See you later, guys.
Bye. Later. And they say, yeah.